With Montana News, I'm Megan Myskowski. Even as vaccines roll out, testing is still critical for tracing and containing the coronavirus. But the White House Coronavirus Task Force consistently said throughout 2020 that Montana wasn't testing enough to contain the spread. To help make up for that, institutions across the state are standing up their own testing and reporting the results to county health departments.
So they'll drive up to the teller window here and speak with one of our friendly staff. That
Daniel Bierschwell is the executive director of the Big Sky Resort Area District, and he's in front of an old bank in Big Sky. It hasn't functioned as a bank in about a year, but it has found a new use as a COVID test collection site.
Doing your COVID test is as easy as making a bank deposit.
This is part of Big Sky Relief, a project the Big Sky Resort Area District launched at the end of last year to help increase testing in the community. Locals can come for weekly tests, even if they're not showing symptoms. Bierschwell says they chose this as a collection site because in the building's past life as a bank, it was already perfectly outfitted for contactless deposits.
You just come in here and drop your test off, open it up, close it, spins the deposit into the bank, and then...
Big Sky Relief has raised $4.5 million, all locally, for its testing efforts. It works with a private health insights company called Let's Get Checked that compiles the data and sends it to the county. It also conducts wastewater testing. Private laboratories like this one have consistently conducted most COVID-19 tests in Montana since September and now account for the lion's share of them. Though unlike Big Sky Relief, some are contracted by the state and receive state funds. Private companies, hospitals, and an American Indian Research Center with grant funding have added to statewide testing capacity, sometimes offering asymptomatic tests where counties aren't able. Testing across the country has been limited since the beginning of the pandemic. Associate professor at the University of Minnesota School of Public Health, Carrie Henning-Smith, says that's in part because of the lack of clear guidance from the federal government.
Asymptomatic testing is really important because people who are not experiencing symptoms of COVID and not displaying symptoms of COVID can still spread COVID.
Researchers with the Centers for Disease Control said in a recent report that they estimate 59% of COVID spread comes from asymptomatic transmission. Henning-Smith says the lack of asymptomatic testing makes contact tracing and containment nearly impossible. Still, she says, Montana's recent testing rates are close to the median rate among states and generally a little better than those in other rural states.
There's room for growth, but it could be worse.
Montana COVID-19 Task Force lead Matt Quinn says that despite the assessment from the White House and low asymptomatic testing, he's not worried about the numbers. Montana's capacity for testing has grown significantly over the course of the pandemic. Former Governor Bullock last summer set a goal of 60,000 tests per month, and Montana now conducts about half that weekly.
Frankly, we're doing well on testing capacity.
He says that private groups are helping by taking some of the burden off of the state's public health lab and its limited resources. Still, he says it's important that they work well with local and state governments.
I'm not 100% certain we're getting all of those results, but obviously the more that we can spread that wealth around the state of Montana, the better off we are.
Matt Kelly is the Gallatin County Health Officer and worked with Big Sky Relief to fold the test drop-off site at the bank into the county's testing plan without becoming a drain to the county health department's already limited resources. He says that as groups like Big Sky Relief support the system, they have to be mindful that they're not overwhelming it.
The testing system overall has become more diverse, and with that diversity, it becomes more complex. That's okay. We don't want things to be static. Makes it harder. It makes it more difficult to interpret some of our data, but that's okay.
There might be more federal dollars in the works to expand testing. Emergency funding to do that factor into President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion plan to combat the virus. The plan also calls for the Federal Emergency Management Agency to reimburse states for costs related to the pandemic and federal agencies to invoke the Defense Production Act to speed up production of testing supplies, among other equipment. Until that happens, private groups will still make a large contribution to Montana's testing efforts. Diane Lund is the program director for the University of Providence's Masters of Science program in Infection Prevention and Epidemiology. She says the university is conducting tests both on campus and in the community through a partnership with Alluvian Health in Great Falls. She says that even with a vaccine rolling out, testing is as important as ever.
It's the right thing to do. If we can get them their results quicker, then we could hopefully then mitigate transmission.
For Montana Public Radio, I'm Megan Myskowski.